Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Ken from San Diego.
Hi, my name is Ken, and I am an alcoholic. I want to congratulate the people who took birthdays. Daryl, I know you personally, so especially to you, and a year is great. I'm nervous. Okay. I want to thank Randy for asking me to come and do this. I think when I was 8 or 9 years old, I put my name in a hat at one time, and I haven't done it since then, but I think that they sold my information to Randy, so... I was talking with my mother earlier, and I was saying something to her about that, you know, when I used to drink, that I thought that I drank fairly well, other than having a couple blackouts in my teens and, you know, losing my alcohol on my dad's girlfriend. I learned how to not do those two, you know, but anyways, I told her I thought I used to, you know, be able to handle my alcohol very well, and she said, "No, Ken, when you drank, you were impossible." So that's where that got me. I'm a runaway. A straight runaway, whenever, especially if I use. I also have other substances that I'm addicted to, but alcohol is definitely one of them that I've become a runaway. I'll tell you, I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'm going to the liquor store, and boom, I'm gone. You don't see me for anywhere from 3 hours, 5 weeks, 3 months, a year. So running away is my way of doing it, and I think that stems from when I was a child. My parents divorced when I was 3 years old, and my dad moved to Oregon, and my mother stayed in San Fernando Valley, and I would go back and forth, like, almost yearly. The grass looked greener on the other side. I'd be up with Dad, and drinking started for me at around 12. My father didn't drink at all, really. My mother was into narcotics and didn't pay much attention to us kids because she was asleep in her bed all the time. My father was a workaholic. And I was allowed after about, I don't know, 8 or 9, I was allowed to run around pretty much on my own wherever I wanted. And alcohol. I had a friend that was 25 years old that lived around the corner from me, and drugs and alcohol were very prevalent in my neighborhood when I was growing up. There was only one person that lived on our street that didn't, and they were the prudes of this neighborhood, and nobody liked them. So it all looked pretty good to me. Let's see. This is how I got here this time, because I've been to recovery centers in the past, and this last time my daughter had come out to visit me from, because she lives with her mother, and she's 10 years old now, but it was about 18, 19 months ago, and she came to visit me, and I'd been drinking that day, and I had also had some other substances that, you know, I was deciding that because she was there, I wasn't going to use those, but I decided I would go out and sell some so I'd have more money to spend on my daughter. So when she went to bed, I ended up out on the streets getting arrested for methamphetamines, and ended up, she'd only been here for 4 days, and that wrecked me. I was sitting in the back of a cop car knowing that she was leaving in a week and a half, and I was going to still be in jail. They released me out, and they gave me Prop 36. Prop 36 said, "Okay, we'll give you an outpatient." And I knew to tell my program, I knew to tell them that, look, I can't do an outpatient. You need to put me in an inpatient. But, of course, I didn't tell the probation officer that. I thought I'd try that. And after every single meeting that I went to, you know, it's only twice a week, I was drinking my ass off in between. And that ended me up into using some more of the other stuff. So that's really my problem with alcohol, is I can't drink alcohol without using the other stuff, and that other stuff really gets me in trouble. I mean, I end up in some really bad places. let's see, where would I want to be? this is what AA is doing for me today. What AA is doing for me is it's keeping me connected. I mean, I have friends here in AA. I stay connected with them. I come and I become accountable by having commitments by doing this, by not turning it down when I was asked, although every fiber of me wanted to say, no, not me. Please don't ask me. But I did it, and here I am. And today I'm accountable and responsible. I will have, in God willing, in 2 days, I will have 17 months clean. I am very active with my recovery home that I graduated from. I go back and give back to that family, and it makes me feel really good inside. It makes me feel really good inside to be here and to see everybody wanting to stay clean. I mean, if you want to stay clean, get connected here with AA. It's really a fabulous thing. You make friends. You meet new people almost nightly. It's wonderful, and I love you all, and I thank you all for being here for me. And that's about all I have to tell you for this one, but thank you for being here for me. All right?